My name is Lei Han. I'm a Stanford engineer, Wharton MBA, and have about 15 years of business experience. I'm here to help you with your job search efforts. This 15-minute coaching call is between a job seeker and I. The topic is how to maximize your chances in job search after college. For more career advice, visit my website at www.bemycareercoach.com. On with the podcast.
So hi, Sarah. Thank you for emailing me. I understand that you are graduating from college soon and you are majoring in marketing and you're interested in finding out some tips about how to maximize your chances in getting a good job, given the marketing department sometimes isn't hiring as much in this tough market. And you're asking me whether, given that you have you're fluent in Mandarin and proficient in Japanese, is that what you said? That whether you should leverage your language skills as a way to get a job. Mm-hmm. Do I understand your question correctly?
I actually already graduated with economics and international studies.
Okay.
How many? Anything else is correct.
I'm sorry?
But other than that, is everything you said is correct.
Okay. And when did you graduate?
Back in June.
Okay,
and
recent. You just graduated.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been job hunting for a little bit. My first question to you before I give you some advice is, given you weren't a major in marketing, you seem to be very focused on marketing. Can you tell me a little bit about that, as well as whether that's kind of your number one choice or you just have an interest in it?
Back I was in college, I actually did a few consulting projects.
Okay.
I guess that's why I got really interested in marketing. We actually need to help a small business from, you know, the brand, from the whole branding process, and they don't really have that. So that's really interesting to me. And,
mm-hmm.
and then I got an internship right after I graduated, and that's where I seriously consider in marketing.
Okay, and you've been looking for a job in the last 6 months in marketing and has not had much success, or tell me about your experience so far.
After I graduated, and then I kind of, you know, expecting to stay there.
Okay.
But something changes. They kind of want to hire another person at another state. So
okay.
the budget for my internship just cut off, so that's why.
Oh, so you're just starting to look for a job now?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's great. No, that's fine. You're planning ahead. That's good. Instead of doing it for 6 months and then trying to figure out if there's something more you can do. Okay. So let me answer your question around should you utilize your language skills to try to get a job? Absolutely. You should try to utilize all your skills to try to get a job. Are you restraining yourself too much? I actually believe so. Currently, you're just coming out of college. You have some interest in marketing, but because it doesn't sound like you would only do marketing and nothing else,
mm-hmm.
that, and the job market in marketing, I believe, is tough. It's important to kind of really expand on what are all the different types of jobs you might be interested in doing and try to pursue each.
Okay.
So I'll give you some examples, right? Marketing, you know, I have a marketing background, so marketing is all about being able to do customer segmentation, being able to interact on the customer-facing front, being able to, create business strategies, and so a lot of those things, a lot of the skills that you would learn in marketing, you could also learn in similar type jobs. You said you've done consulting projects, for example. You know, I would definitely, as one strand, apply for consulting companies, because in that case, you'll actually build out quite a bit of skill sets. You may not only do marketing projects, but you'll get a chance to be exposed to quite a lot of different business projects, and then you can kind of see whether you really want to focus in marketing or there could be other areas that you might want to focus, like business process, sales, you know, customer service redesign, any of those things. And so, do you have any questions so far?
Consulting companies, are they looking for a lot of, you know, experiences and also...
usually consulting companies look for where, what college you went to, what your GPA is, right, coming out of college, and whether, and then it's about the interview. Can you get in to get an interview so that you you show that you can communicate well and that you have the passion to work in consulting? Mm-hmm. So what I tell people is when you're right coming out of college, there's no need to really focus on one function, especially when the job market is tough, unless you're absolutely sure that's the only function you will ever work in and nothing else. And I meet very few people like that.
Okay.
So assuming you're not one of those people, you want to, like, what I would call let a thousand flowers bloom. You want to plant your seed in as many places as you can and see which one will actually appear, because that way you can actually, you know, maximize your chances in getting a pretty good job that you want. And so you want to look at what skill sets you have. So language is one. The fact you have an economics international studies major is good. That means you have basic business sense. So a lot of the different business type work. So there's strategy internships with big companies like GE or Wells Fargo. There are already said consulting. There are you can still apply for marketing jobs. There's, you know, customer analytics jobs. There's a ton of different jobs out there, and you want to go on Monster.com and just start looking at, or, you know, any job site, but I'm picking Monster.com because they have a lot of job listings, to see what interests you and sort of think about what skills you want to learn, because it's really the skills that you can learn right out of college that's going to help you sort of build your market value. And their skills are more around things that is portable from job to job, right? Being able to have analytical skills, being able to communicate well with people, being able to present, being able to analyze processes, being able to look at the market and do market analysis and do critical thinking and make recommendations. All those things could be done in marketing, but could be done in a different business role, and they can all be very, what I would call, transferable skills as you move from job to job as you build your career. Mm-hmm. And so the best thing for you to do is really to look for jobs that you think would be of interest to you, not be so narrow in marketing or just use your language skills, but really look for jobs that can have all these qualities where it will teach you something, because you want to, you know, have, be in an organization that is interested in teaching you new skills. And that way you can have a, use it to explore what kind of careers you may want. You know, I didn't get into marketing until after business school, and it was all actually by accident I got into marketing, and I loved it, but I was doing client server, I was doing business requirements, I was doing technology integration stuff, I was doing business process stuff. And frankly, it's because I didn't really have an identified passion into one path. I liked business, and I liked solving business issues. I liked being able to use technology to solve business issues. So I was kind of good at a lot of different things. But it also, all of those things, what I wanted to make sure was I was building a skill set. And those skill sets can give you a lot of flexibility in the future as you look at, you know, moving to another job and figuring out what you really want to do with your careers.
Okay. So a lot of advice I get from my friends and my mom's friends to tell me to look for companies that I'm interested in and probably try to get into the door first.
You can do that. You can do that. I can send you by email. I wrote a blog post called Can't Find a Job After College? Here are 6 Ideas. and there's six different ideas of what you want to do, and one of them is you can look for companies and see if you can get in the door, but most of the time it's kind of looking at your network, whether through your parents, through your friends, through your college, any way you can where they're in those companies to try to get through the door. Because a lot of times, and you probably know this, if you cold just send in your resume through Monster, unless you have a stellar resume with high GPA and some really stands out, it's hard to get even an interview.
Yeah.
In general, I want to give you three ideas about how to maximize your chances. One, identify five different types of jobs that you might be interested in. So instead of just marketing or leveraging your language skills, just identify different sets of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would say use your network. Try to figure out who your network is. I even put in my blog post, like, network with your third cousin. Like, everybody and anyone you can think of. Once you figure out, okay, these are the five different types of jobs I'm interested in, you can, you know, talk to these people that you know to figure out who may have these jobs or who may work for companies that may have these jobs. Because also a beauty of networking is sometimes you may uncover a job opening that they haven't even put online yet.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know you, they might introduce you. Third is actually is a combination of two, is you got to kind of have a story about why you're interested in that job. So when you have five different ones, you need to have a story about each one, because having one generic one will make you sound like you're not sure, which, you know, coming out of college, it's okay. But at the same time, the more focused you could be about explaining, hey, I really am interested in marketing because I did these projects and we did marketing, it was really impactful, I thought it was really useful, or I could really contribute and learn at the same time, or something like that will kind of leave an impression with people you talk to. But that also requires you, and this is what the hard work is, you probably have to prepare five different versions of your resume to emphasize the necessary pieces that you may think sort of is needed for that particular job. So if, you know, analytical skills may be general to all of those. If you have analytical skills and three of the five jobs really need that, you really want to emphasize that. If you you know, want to be in sales, and the fact that you can, you know, talk in front of a lot of different people, that needs to be emphasized in that resume that's going to a sales position.
Okay.
So those are the type of things that could sort of maximize your chances. Same thing with language. You don't want to have necessarily so much emphasis on language skills applying for a job in the U.S., except for the fact that, you know, you got to make sure you're fluent in Chinese and Japanese, that they think you're fluent in English as well. On the converse, if you're applying for a job that has max, you know, a lot of language skill needs, then you want to put a lot more work experience regarding how you've used your language, et cetera, before. So those are the type of things, you know, your ultimate goal is you can still, you know, go online, go to companies, apply online for Monster.com with, you know, career site, you know, at any company and their career openings. But the chances of you getting in those cold are not as good, as we all know. So your goal is really to sort of give yourself a better chance by knowing what you do have experience in, what you could be passionate in doing, and sort of try to get in the door through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I also tell people this, you know, as a last resort, or if there is a job out there that you didn't identify but sounds pretty good because it has similar qualities, I would go for it. You don't need to be inflexible about, I only wanted these five, you know, at this stage. And people have also worked for free before, like, let's say for a month. Let's say you decide to go for startups, and startups have limited funds, but they really liked you, and you really like them, and you think you can learn a lot from the management team. Well, you could say, well, I'll work for free for you for a month. If it works out and you like me, you know, I like you, I can then turn into an employee. And those are some of the strategies people use to kind of make themselves stand out. And in this tough market, you really want to kind of find ways to stand out through the fact that somebody will introduce you warm into a company, through a stellar resume that's very focused on what they're looking for, and through, you know, offering alternative ways so that they can try you out without the risk of, you know, paying you up front and not sure you'll work out. So a lot of those things will give you kind of a little bit more of an edge, and that's what you want in a tough market.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have any questions?
You sort of answered them all, so.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, email me if you have any other questions that comes up. But those are the things that I would recommend. And there are some more resources, articles I've written on the site. You can check. There is a link on my site that says first time on the site. You know, start here. And there's a lot of good articles about job search that will help you, like how to network well and stuff like that, that could get you started without having to schedule a time to talk to me.
Okay. Time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for reaching out. I really hope you got something out of this, and best wishes on your job search.
Okay. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.